こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、もとこです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 19. How long ago did you arrive in Japan? Thanks again for joining us for this lesson. Motoko, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 18?
In the last lesson, we learned how to make the negative form of verbs. For example, 肉を食べません。
I don't eat meat. And in this lesson, you'll learn how to make the past tense form of a verb. You'll be able to talk about things that happened in the past, like I went to the park.
Jesse, what's happening in this conversation?
In the conversation, Taylor is talking to his mother-in-law, Chiemi's mother, on the phone. Remember that Taylor and his family have just arrived in Japan.
Great! Let's listen to the conversation.
Yesterday, I came to Japan.
Hi,
everyone is healthy.メール読みました。明日、お父さんとお母さんの家に行きます。お父さんによろしく。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
昨日、日本に来ました。はい、みんな元気です。メール読みました。明日、お父さんとお母さんのうちに行きます。お父さんによろしく。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
昨日、日本に来ました。
We came to Japan yesterday.
はい、みんな元気です。
Yes, everyone's fine.
メール読みました。
I read your email.
明日、お父さんとお母さんの家に行きます。
Tomorrow we're going to your and father's house.
お父さんによろしく。
Please give my regards to father. Okay, so Taylor is on the phone with Chiemi's mother, or in other words, his mother-in-law.
That's right. He's doing a good job.
Yes, I'd say so.He's speaking politely and saying all the right things.
Let's look at one of the phrases he uses.
Sure, which one?
At the end, he says, お父さんによろしく。
お父さん、which means father, plus によろしく、which means something like, please give my regards to, or please say hello to.
That's right.
So anytime you want to say to someone, please say hello to so-and-so for me, or please give my regards to so-and-so, you can just use...
Person's name plus によろしく.
A very handy phrase. Can you tell us what Taylor said again?
Sure. He said, お父さんによろしく.
Please give my regards to father.
Yes.
And there are a couple more vocab words I want to go over too. The words for yesterday and tomorrow.
Yesterday is 昨日.
昨日. Please repeat. Yesterday.
昨日.And tomorrow is 明日。
明日。Please repeat. Tomorrow.
明日。
You'll learn the word that means today in the next lesson.
That's right. So please tune in.
The one that means yesterday, 昨日, will be especially useful in this lesson since we'll be talking about actions that happened in the past.
Yes. So please keep this word in mind. 昨日。
And with that,Let's move on to the lesson focus.
Okay, let's go.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to change verbs into their past tense form. That means you'll be able to talk about events that have happened in the past.
We will still be using our same pattern. A は object, を verb.
Okay, so by now, you know that polite verbs end in ます, correct?
Like 食べます,
to eat,
飲みます,
to drink.
and 行きます
to go. And to form the past tense, all you need to do is change the final ます to ました.
Easy, right?
Let's take some very simple sentences and turn them into the past tense.
Sounds good. How about 映画を見ます
映画 movie を見ます watch. I watch a movie. Now, if we want to change this to the past tense and say I watched a movie, it would be
映画を見ました
映画を見ました Listeners, please repeat. I watched a movie.
映画を見ました
Great, let's try another one. How about one using the verb 行きます to go?
Okay, let's use 学校に行きます
学校 school に行きます to go
学校に行きます I go to school.
In the past tense, this becomes
学校に行きました
学校に行きました Listeners, please repeat. I went to school.
学校に行きました。
Okay, sounding good. Now, if you want to be specific and mention when an action took place, you can add a time phrase that indicates the past. For example, earlier we learned the word 昨日, right?
Remember that 昨日 means yesterday.
So we could add this to our sentences to be more specific. Let's see how it sounds.
昨日映画を見ました。
Yesterday, I watched a movie.
昨日学校に行きました。
Yesterday, I went to school.
Sounding great.
Okay, now let's take a look at some of the examples from our conversation.
First, Taylor said, 昨日日本に来ました。
We came to Japan yesterday. The verb here is
来ました。
Which is the past tense of the verb 来ます, which means to come.
After that, he says, メール読みました。
I read your email. The verb in this sentence is
読みました。
Which is the past tense of the verb 読みます, which means to read. Okay, listeners, are you ready to listen and repeat? First is, we came to Japan yesterday.
昨日、日本に来ました。
The next one is,I read your email.
メール読みました。
All right, how was that?
Not so bad, right?
Listeners, after you finish listening to this lesson, be sure to leave us a comment telling us something you did in the past.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Please let us know if you have any questions. Until next time, everyone.
じゃあまた。
昨日、日本に来ました。はい、みんな元気です。メール読みました。明日、お父さんとお母さんの家に行きます。お父さんによろしく。